Welcome to Shulam Achshav on the Daf. She responds to Luynish Masam Yaakov Shalom Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Metzio Daf Tzadikei. Throughout the Daf, we're learning the different halachas and different details that we have regarding Baal of Imui. When the owner is with the Shoyel or with any Shoymer, he is Potter, and we have the different halachas that we learn from there. So we'll learn a few nekudas that have to do with the Baal of Imui, and they have to do with some of the inyonim that we learn in this Daf. First, in general, the concept of Baal of Imui. The Rechaim in Parsha Mishpatim, on the Pasuk in Baal of Imui, says the Rechaim that all the things that you have against the Shoyel, which claims you have against the Shoyel? You have Gnevo, Avedo, Shvuro, Shvuyo, Meso. Everybody in this world is considered to be a Shoyel. You're borrowing the Neshama, because we'll give you a Neshama to use. But many times, these things that we talked about happen to the neshama. And he goes on to explain. Kneva means when a person becomes not tohar, becomes tameh. That's he's stealing away the neshama. If he does aver b'mezid, he loses one of the vorim of the neshama. That's called aveda. If he has chas shalom yisur koris, he's causing death to himself. V'nichrso anevish, that is meso. Sometimes it's called a shviyo. He brings what is brought down the zoyar, hanefeshos hashukois. The neshama's kivyochah belongs to koyiches sara in the world. So many of these events can happen to a person. So says the Rechaim, lechura, we have a way to get out of all of this. Baal of Imui. What is Baal of Imui? We learned in the Gemara that if the owner is with him, the owner is doing any kind of pe'ulo for the shoyel, so then he's not chayav to pay. And here, Kodesh Baruch Hu is taking care of the owner from the day he's born. He's giving him food, he's giving him drink and sustenance, he gives him the tzorachim that he needs. So if so, any aver that we have, the taina on the fact that we are shoyel, we have the excuse of Baal of Imui. I in Shammah the Rechaim that goes on to say, well, we don't use this svaro in Dinei Shamayim. But many of the Sifri Chassidus say, you could use it, but it has to be the true Baal of Imui. And the Sfasemes, Pasha Mishpatim over there in Tafri Shammah Vav, says the only way you really have Baal of Imui has to come from the person as well. It can't be only HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's taking care of the Adam. But the Adam has to be connected to the Baalim as well. How do you get connected to the Baalim? By doing Mesirus Nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If one is Moiser Nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then really Baal of Imui, and then you'll be able to be Mechaper on all the Averis with the idea of Baal of Imui. And the Sefer, Chassidish Sefer at Teres Yeshua, he goes on to say that really, any koyach that a person has, any power, any will, all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even when a person does an aveiro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to give him the koyach to do it. So that's the pasuk that says, Mamrim ha'isem im Hashem. Your mom, you do some aveiro, but it was together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give you koyach, you're not able to do the aveiro. So he says, if a person goes around in the world and understands that anything he did wrong is really, he took the koyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, and he's using what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping him. He's using it to do something wrong. So then he will have a kapara, because he understands really he's always like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes he's not able to stand in front of the Yitzhar. But really he's always, whatever he's able to do is all because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who goes with that attitude, he has Baal of Imui. But someone is doing a virus and he's feeling that he's able to rebel. He's fighting against HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom. He feels I can do whatever I want. Then he's not living a life of Baal of Imui. He will have really a taina on anything that he does. Another nekuda we find over here, the Gemara tells us that when does the mashal, the owner, have to be with the shoyel? It has to be b'sh'as she'el in the beginning of the process. But if he's there only b'sh'as shvur remains, only the end of the process, so then there's no din she'el b'bailim. Says the Ramah Yipano in Asar Ma'amor Eschikur Din Chelek Gimel Perek Yudalet. Says that's the idea of a ma'isa which is done lishmo. Whenever a person does something lishmo, that means his mindset is I want to do the right thing. So even if his ma'aseh is not exactly the right thing, he speaks a little bit about a aveiro lishmo, which we're not going to get into, but he starts the process with lishmo, I want to do l'shem shamayim, so then he has Baal of Imui in the beginning of the process. And then if you have Baal of Imui in the beginning of the process, you're potter. But if the lishmo comes only after, if the beginning of the process is not doing lishmo, even though he's doing the right thing, it doesn't work, because you have to have Baal of Imui in the beginning. So a person doing not lishmo, but comes out a good mitzvah, so he did a ma'aseh, which is right, it's considered to be a HaKadosh Baruch Hu came with him at the end of the day, not in the beginning. He doesn't have Baal of Imui. That's why it says, it's brought down, mitoch sheloi lishmo, bo lishmo. You don't say the lishmo will be fine. You must get to the lishmo at the end of the day. You must do a ma'aseh which begins with lishmo in order to purify oneself. We'll end over here with a gewaldic avort that's brought down the base mayor from the Ostrovtsa Rebbe. He refers to what the Gemara says in this daf, that how do we know if Bailov Imor works for Pshia, for someone who is completely negligent? It depends if we say Mikra Nidrash Lefonov Velifnei Fonov, meaning does the Pasuk of Bailov Imor by Shoyal refer to Shoyal Mechinam, to the two Pasukim back, only to one Pasuk back, as brought down in our Gemara. So with this, he goes to explain, the Pasuk says in Parshas Bolok, Lo Yibit Oven Be'akriv, Lo Ro Omel Be'Yisrael, Shmuel did not say anything wrong by Am Yisrael, Hashem Eloikov Imo, Hashem was with him, V'Truas Melech Boi, Kel Mo'itziyah Mi'Mitzrayim, that's what the Pasuk is, Shmuel took him out of Mitzrayim. He says, what's the shaykh between the two Pesukim? The fact that Shmuel was with them, and Shmuel took him out of Mitzrayim. So he says, the idea of Hashem Eloikov Imo means we have Baal of Imo. Am Yisrael always has a Kishbuch with him. So with Baal of Imo, they have an excuse for all the avers that they did, the Baal of Imo, as we said before. But that's very good for Gnevo, Aveido, as our Chaim said. But what about Pshia? So he says like this. In Bris Ben Apsoim, it says, Ki ger ye zaracho, beretz lo Elohim, fa'avodnum v'inu moysom arba moyshono. So there's two things says to Avram Avinu. There will be gerim, and there will be avodu v'inu moysom. And on both things, it says arba moyshono. Now we know Am Yisrael was not Meshubad in Mitzrayim for 400 years. It was only 210 years. But the answer is brought down Chazal, that the 400 years refers to the Geirus, Ki Geir Yezaracho. They already gave right away when Yitzchak was born. So meaning, the Arbamo Yishano, Mikro Nidosh Lefonov, Velifnei Fonov. It's not only talking about the previous Pasuk of Avodah V'inu Moisom, but it's referring to the Pasuk before Ki Geir Yezaracho. The fact that Am Yisrael was able to get out of Mitzrayim after 400 years, tells me that we dash in the Pesukim Lefono Velifni Fonov. As if the Torah was Mechriya, that we do dash in Lefono Velifni Fonov. If you dash in the Pesuk Lefono Velifni Fonov, that means the Baal of Imoy works also with Pshia, as the Gemara in our Daf says. Because if you dash in two Pesukim back, so Baal of Imoy refers to Shem Mechinim as well, which is Chiyub Pshia. So he says that's the Pesuk. Lo Yibit Oven Biakav, Lo Yorma Bisuak, Shmuel didn't see any of his Baal Misuak. Why not? Because the pasuk says, "Hashem Eloikov Imo, you trust Melech Boy." Because the Kishbuch is with us, so you have the ptur of Baal of Imoy. Yeah, that's very good. And Oynis and Shoygig. What about Pshia? Kel Mitzia Mitzrayim. Kishbuch took us from Mitzrayim. If you took us from Mitzrayim after 400 years, that means the Mikra Nidrash Lefonov Lifnei Ponov. The Abba Moshana said that Avraham Avinu refers to Geir Yezaracho. Mikra Nidrash Lefonov Lifnei Ponov. So Baal of Imoy works in Pshia as well. So Am Yisrael the ptur in Pshia as well. This is the beautiful vort of the Ostrovtso. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.